Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The first time America heard All Things Considered from National Public Radio was on this date in 1971, 50 years ago. The first time the Boston area heard it on WBUR was about a decade later. And that marked the start of the station's resolute commitment to local news that you hear today. The decades have brought changes at warp speed. Back in 1987, we noted the state was realizing the advent of computers.
You're listening to National Public Radio News in Washington.
I'm Irene Doyle. Massachusetts officials have announced a new crackdown on tax evaders. Revenue spokesperson Betsy Hodling says computers have ushered in a new era of tax collecting.
Now we're getting a lot more sophisticated. I think it's a lot easier for us now because our computer system's a lot better to be able to generate a list like this.
That was the year Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis followed in the footsteps of John F. Kennedy and declared he was running for president.
With the eyes of the nation upon us, some 27 years after another son of Massachusetts began the long quest for the White House, today our marathon begins.
Unlike JFK, Dukakis didn't win. George Herbert Walker Bush did. And it was during Bush's presidency that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein sent his forces into Kuwait. And in early 1991, the U.S. and its allies launched Operation Desert Storm to expel them. I was on the air with All Things Considered.
Now, this report just in, the U.S. military in central Saudi Arabia has announced that war with Iraq has begun. We expect to get word soon from the White House and from the Pentagon. We will be rejoining All Things Considered in just one moment, getting the latest.
The coverage of the Persian Gulf War drew new and wider audiences to public radio. In the years that followed, we covered stories that touched the heart, tapped the intellect, or sent out shockwaves.
I wish to address the issue of sexual abuse of minors by clergy. At the outset, I apologize once again to all those who have been sexually abused as minors by priests.
There were local stories that dramatically changed the course of laws across the nation.
By the power vested in me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I hereby pronounce you legally married. Amen.
On this day, America turned a page in the history of the family.
You're married.
We're married.
We're married.
Oh my goodness,
Sarah. Women married women, and men married men.
And there was a landmark health care reform plan ushered in by a Republican governor, Mitt Romney, in 2006. It became the template for Obamacare. Here, it was Romney Care.
Every citizen with affordable, comprehensive health insurance. Small businesses able to conveniently buy insurance for their employees at a cost that's competitive with big businesses.
There were stories that, in this case, a couple million people will never forget.
This is WBUR. I'm Dolores Handy in Boston. The search for a key clue into what caused the weekend water main break that left 2 million people without dependable drinking water is on hold this afternoon. The NWRA is rebuilding banks of the Charles River in Weston damaged by the break.
It says in early 2013, we tracked a new business enterprise.
WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A type of store Massachusetts has never seen before could soon be opening in a neighborhood near you. A medical marijuana dispensary. The new state law that went into effect last month allows up to 35 of them. And some communities, worried there'll be a negative influence, are trying to ban these businesses.
And that spring, on Marathon Monday, domestic terrorism hit Boston.
This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and we're covering, of course, the big development today. Two explosions near the Boston Marathon finish line this afternoon.
Six days later, our reporters were on the scene when police apprehended suspect Jahar Sanaya.
Well. Again, for people just joining us, although the shelter order was lifted within the past, say,
hour and a half or so, we have heard in the past 10 minutes that gunshots were heard in Watertown. As a Watertown, we are seeing unconfirmed reports that a body was found on a boat.
The next year, 2014, a different kind of loss. We said goodbye to two men with unique imprints on Boston.
Don't drive like my brother.
Remember, don't drive like my brother.
Coming up this hour, we remember one of the most recognizable voices and laughs in public radio. Tom Melyotzi has died at the age of 77. It's Monday, November 3rd, and this is WBUR's All Things Considered. NPR's Susan Stamberg remembers Click or Clack, whichever Tappet brother Tom really was. Also, Boston remembers Tom Menino, the longest-serving mayor in Boston history.
Bells around the city of Boston rang as the casket carrying former Boston Mayor Thomas Menino was loaded onto a hearse that would carry him to his funeral in Hyde Park.
In the closing days of his high school years, one of the sisters had said to him, "Mr. Menino, what are you going to do with your life?" And the mayor replied, as a high school senior, "I'm going to build bridges."
Through our years of coverage, we've tried to bridge the divide between what's happening elsewhere in the world and how it touches us here. In 2016, we met a 10-year-old refugee named Ahmed. He's from Syria and had come to Boston for medical care and a chance for a future far removed from war.
I wrote to Mr. President Obama that I can't wait to see my mother and my siblings so that I can play together with them. My three siblings died, my grandparent and two other relatives were killed. And then I was taken to a hospital and I didn't see my father for several days.
And you were taken to the hospital because you were severely wounded in this attack by the Syrian regime. You lost both your arms. I wonder if you can tell us, I guess right now, how you're feeling.
I was thinking that if I get really sad or if I get really angry, it's not going to bring back my siblings, it's not going to bring back my arms. So I decided to be happy.
And then this story. It seems hard to believe, but it was only a year ago that Massachusetts became one of the epicenters of the outbreak of the coronavirus.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has declared a state of emergency after the number of coronavirus cases in Massachusetts more than doubled since yesterday. WBUR's Steve Brown says there are now 92 presumed or confirmed cases in the state.
The governor says it's likely the jump is because more people are now being tested and not where things go from here.
60-year-old Dennis Watkins says initially he wasn't worried about the coronavirus. That's even though he's homeless and stays among hundreds of other men at Boston's public shelter on Southampton Street.
It was no big deal, not to me personally. I didn't think nothing of this coronavirus until it hit home.
And then, January 6th of this year, the U.S. Capitol was attacked by a mob that roamed the corridors. Members of Congress, including Seth Moulton, were in disbelief.
This is the kind of violence, this is the kind of terrorism that I expected to see in Iraq as a United States Marine, not here in Washington, D.C., not an attempted coup on our own country. That's what's going on right now in the U.S. Capitol.
Can you tell me where you were when the first sign that a protester had entered the Capitol came about?
Yes, we were instructed to stay in our offices, so that's exactly where I was. And we are essentially sheltering in place. But the situation is very dangerous because what few Capitol police are available have to be concentrated on the places where protesters have already breached the building.
In our years on the air, we've stayed true to the name of the program and considered all things, and things we can all relate to. For instance, the feeling of relief from the news by going to a room where you can pay to pick up a sledgehammer and smash things. Customer Danielle Blanchard says in all those unrecognizable shards she left on the smash room floor, she accomplished something.
The pandemic is like, you can't. And the smashing was like, yeah, you can. Do it again. Like, that felt really good.
Happy anniversary, all things considered, from WBUR.